The Connection on the way next, brought to you this morning by First Baptist Church. And I know it's only the middle of June, but that means that Independence Day is coming around in just a little bit more than 2 weeks. And in from Kiwanis Freedom Fest to give us an update, Sharon Hurst, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks, Charlie. Good morning.
It's always a great day in the neighborhood when I get to talk about things patriotic. It's a
it
good
is.
Thing. Yeah. You've been heading up, or at least the most visible part of the committee, heading up Freedom Fest now for close to 20 years.
2005 is when I first started with it, and I've been chairman of it ever since, yes.
Well, no good deed goes unpunished, but Freedom Fest headed again the 4th of July. Yes, we will do it on the 4th. I know it's not a weekend, but that's okay.
That is the biggest question I get. Are you going to do July 4th of July on July 4th? Yes.
Yeah,
it'll
that's
be
what
Tuesday.
The calendar says.
Yes, it's one thing we decided long ago.
It has grown, it has evolved, features have come and gone, but the basic concept of celebrating our country's birthday and freedom, it's all good.
That's right. So many people think of it as family fun, let's get together, go to the lake, have fun, do a cookout. We wanted to make sure to include that patriotic part of it, because it is celebrating our country's independence and the birth of our nation.
And that is, that goes back to the beginning, to the founding events, to the people who had this idea that, yes, nobody has ever broken away from the parent stem as a colony before, but it can be done, and we did it.
And look what we've done over 200-plus years. We're still the greatest nation on earth, as far as I'm concerned, and I think most people would agree.
I would certainly. You're not going to get any opposition in this studio, I don't think.
Yeah, so. And in Bartlesville and in Oklahoma, can always find that kind of sentiment.
Absolutely. Well, volunteers are always needed, but sounds like at least so far you're on track for having volunteers you need this year.
There's been a tremendous outpouring of support from volunteers this year, and I am just so pleased to see that, because we need, in order to not stress everybody out and just give them an hour or 2 hour time slot, we need at least 150 volunteers on the day of the event. And that includes setting up at 7:30 in the morning, all the way to tearing down starting at 10:30 at night. We've got all kinds of events going on during the event, which of course starts at 6 o'clock, and then we have the fireworks at 9:45. But if we can get people to sign up, and they can do that by going to our website, BartlesvilleFreedomFest.org, and it will direct them. They can choose the activity they want to do. They can choose the time slots they want. They can sign up for 1, 2 hours, or multiple hours, whatever they want.
Well, but again, you have to allocate the volunteers, and once the number of slots for, I don't care, the kiddie parade is full, then I'm sorry, we've got all the people we need for the kiddie parade, choose something else.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. If we could negotiate. Yeah. I'll take kids parade if you take the kids games.
There you go.
But there's lots of benefits to it. You get a great t-shirt, Freedom Fest. But we've also got some great partnerships with the Hilton Garden Inn, and they're offering a 10% discount on all their meals, breakfast, lunch, and or dinner, to any volunteer who shows up in their t-shirt on the day of July 4th.
Gotta have the t-shirt.
Gotta have the t-shirt on, and it only applies to the volunteer wearing the t-shirt. But hey, 10% off your food at Hilton. Good deal.
Yeah,
good deal.
10% off. I don't care where you're eating, but particularly it's a quality meal at Hilton Garden Inn. So go have, I don't care, breakfast, lunch, or dinner, or all three.
That's right. We also have a volunteer pre-party on Thursday. That's June 29th. So it's come and go from 5:30 to 7 p.m. at the Hilton.
Okay.
They're a great partner this year. You can sign up if you haven't already at that point and get a t-shirt. And we'll just have chips, dips. You can learn more about what your activity is going to be about. Pick up your t-shirt. Just come meet everybody if you haven't already.
It is a fun group, and it's a great amount of people to work with. And again, we always need more volunteers. They can volunteer on your website, right?
That is correct.
Yeah.
Just go to BartlesvilleFreedomFest.org, click on the volunteer tab, and it will take you to the list of all of the activities we have and the time slots.
Sounds like a great deal. Speaking of Hilton Garden Inn, they've partnered with you for one additional activity, right?
The VIP viewing.
Yeah.
Yes, that is so exciting. As you know, they have a fifth floor that's all laid out with balconies, and it's just prime viewing for the fireworks, which are shot off behind Dungeness Stadium. So Hilton has partnered with us. So we've got sponsors who will get some of those slots, but also we're doing this Honoring Our Heroes tribute. Mm-hmm. We have some heroes who have signed up to be honored on that day, and we will do a drawing to take the top, let's say a dozen of them, so that they and their guest can come up to the fifth floor and watch the fireworks in a prime spot. There will be hors d'oeuvres, and they'll have a nice, comfortable area and premier viewing of the fireworks.
It should be great viewing. I mean, you get up to the fifth floor, the perspective is different. I think everybody needs to just, you know, whether it's for Freedom Fest or somebody some other time, if you have the opportunity, you know, take a look at the vista from the fifth floor of the Hilton Garden Inn. It's a nice view.
Yes, yes. Another thing for the volunteers, I forgot to mention this, but talking about VIP viewing, we're going to have a drawing for some selected volunteers so they can have premier viewing from the top of Cliff's Flooring and Design. So there's going to be catered VIP space up there for selected volunteers to view the fireworks.
Sounds like a great deal. Opportunity for people to get a little bit of a perk just for volunteering their time and occasional, you know, lift and carry to go do something.
Yes, and we can't thank Cliff and Roy Morgan more for volunteering to do this and for catering the entire event.
That's Roy's doing the catering himself, right?
He is. Yeah. He is.
Wow, that's great. Yes. That's fantastic. But there is a little bit of a Kickstarter campaign for the fireworks, kind of a local involvement, grassroots funding effort.
Well, we thought that people might want to feel like they're part of this fireworks show that they're viewing. Mm-hmm. So we've started a Kickstarter campaign. And again, go out to our website, BartlesvilleFreedomFest.org, to contribute to this. We have a new fireworks contractor this year, and they will be shooting some 8-inch shells in addition to the usual 3, 4, 5, and 6-inch shells. Mm-hmm. So those big boomers that you've heard before, we're going to have some of those peppered throughout. Now, if people want to donate, I think the 8-inch shells cost about $50, $55 each. So if they want to go out and donate $55 to our Kickstarter campaign, we'll put an 8-inch shell up there just for you.
Sounds like a heck of a deal. And literally, the kind of makes Bartles Hills evening a big boom.
That's for sure. It's kind of like naming a star.
I hadn't thought about that.
Yeah, name a star, name that firecracker.
Well, okay. I can see the whole thing happening now. But also, the evening has always been an opportunity to throw a spotlight on those people that we have classified as heroes, the people who, you know, veterans, whether they served in time of conflict or simply, you know, gave their time of service in any of our armed forces, police, fire protection, emergency services, the ones that do the thing other than what human nature says, the people who run toward the danger.
That's right. When you get up in the morning and you go out there not knowing if you're going to come back home to your family, that to me and to all of us is a hero. Yeah. I know there are other people who are classified as heroes, but for Freedom Fest, for 4th of July, we do want to recognize our military and our firefighters and our police. Mm-hmm. So what we've got is a hospitality suite that will be reserved just for them. Tate Boys, which is right at the corner of 2nd Street and Johnstone, are opening up their place, and they're co-sponsoring this hospitality suite with Walmart Logistics, and there will be some light dessert in there, cake, some chips, drinks, and they can come in, get out of the heat for a while, have a picture. Melissa from Craig's Photography will be taking photos of each of them as they come in, and they will be able to purchase discounted photo packages. We're also going to do a drawing for them, as I mentioned before, to be able to have VIP viewing from the fifth floor of the Hilton and watch those fireworks.
And
we'll have a special tribute at the stage as well, at the main stage. So we want everybody to make sure that they're in front of that main stage. It's going to be at 8:45, we'll start that Heroes tribute from the main stage, and you'll be involved with that, Charlie, I know.
Always happy to throw the spotlight on somebody who, you know, in this particular case, you know, our heroes, the people that give up and beyond and basically write a blank check to the American public.
Yes.
We'll continue our time with Sharon Hurst and talking about Freedom Fest on, yes, it will be on the 4th of July, coming up in just a moment.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
Spending a little bit of time talking Freedom Fest this morning with Sharon Hurst. And again, if you'd like to find out more of the details that maybe we just don't have time to cover at all because there's a lot going on, BartlesvilleFreedomFest.org. You can volunteer there, find the schedule of activities and what else is going on as well. And you've got something that I think this is the second year. I don't remember. The Way Cool Movie Theater, is that?
This is actually the first year we've done this.
Okay.
What it is, it's just an indoor movie theater.
Mm-hmm.
Place for people to come in. We call it the Way Cool Movie Theater because it's indoors. It's going to be air conditioned. There's going to be movie shorts in there. And it's just a way for people to get in, get out of the heat for a few minutes. Arvest is sponsoring this event.
Okay.
And they will be selling cotton candy in there, and they'll be donating that to a worthy cause.
Okay.
So we're excited about that.
Sounds like a great deal, an opportunity for people to, like you said, during maybe the first hour or two, when yes, it is still a little hot, to spend a few minutes or a long time in the air conditioning and a little bit of celluloid entertainment there from whatever movie shorts you've got going on.
And there's lots of ways to cool off.
Well,
of course, the Bartlesville Fire Department's always out there spraying with their sprayer.
Yeah.
We've got a water slide, an inflatable water slide for kids to come in and dunk themselves in the water.
Or dunk somebody else.
There will be misters out. ConocoPhillips Women's Employee Network is going to be doing a selfie photo booth, and they're going to set up some misters around there, so you can get in there and just cool off before you go in and take your selfie of yourself or your friends.
What a great idea. Yeah.
Anything that cools us off.
Well, you know it. Just one more thing that people can then share on social media and make their friends jealous that they didn't come to Bartlesville.
You know, that's one thing I hear a lot from people who have moved away. They come back and they're bringing their kids now. They grew up here and they see what we're doing down here with Freedom Fest and they go, gosh, this is the most fun we have ever had at 4th of July. Why wasn't this around when we were younger? So it's been really popular and I hope people do come in. We have parking set aside. Phillips 66 has been really good about allowing people to park in their large parking lot. And of course, there's on-street parking all over downtown. There's never been an issue with parking.
You know, one thing that you mentioned, why didn't we have this? I think it's part of it is a matter of all the different sponsors that have come together to make it successful. You've mentioned, I'll leave somebody else. So I just said, you've already mentioned, got to be at least 10, 12 sponsors already.
Right. And some of the biggest ones, the city of Bartlesville, obviously, they come out, they do the electricity, they do the logistics, they give us the barricades and the trash barrels. So we rely on them heavily. You know, we have the police support, police reserves come out and patrol the place. The Knights of Columbus, they coordinate all of the food and drink vendors. Perfect for us. It gives them an opportunity to shine, and it allows us to partner and have another group out there with us. And you're right. If I just went on and on, I'd miss somebody. So I don't want to go any further than that.
Well, I will mention the Air National Guard because they're always a big part of what goes on. It doesn't take long for that flyover, but it's an important part of our of what goes on.
And that's the 138th Fighter Wing out of Tulsa. And we will have our F-16 flyover once again this year, which doesn't that make your heart just beat faster when they come roaring overhead right down 2nd Street?
There's a sound of that F-16 engine that is unlike any other aircraft.
It sure is.
Yeah.
It sure is.
And I spent enough time around F-16 pilots. No, I'm not going there.
You and me both, Charlie. You and me both.
this is, you know, when you talk about the Kids Parade, when you talk about Stars and Freedom Fest, when you talk about all the other things that are going on along 2nd Street, it really does take a lot of people to put this thing on.
It does. And shall we call again for volunteers? Volunteers!
Yeah. Please do. Let's see, a couple other things. So we haven't really mentioned the Kids Parade yet. Is that at 7 o'clock again this year? Or?
The Kids Parade starts at 7 o'clock. Registration starts at the event at 5:30. Okay. So just come on down there. We put the table in front of the registration table, in front of the Chamber Depot.
Okay.
So you don't need to register ahead of time. We're going to take the top three winners, and the first place is going to be a premier photo package by Mark Bloomer Photography.
Great.
Second place is going to be a 2-hour pizza party out at Suna Junior Miniature Golf.
Okay.
And then we've got some other prizes, gift cards. So everybody's going to get something, but the top three will get the bigger packages.
Well, and that's a neat thing because, well, yeah, mom and dad are going to help a little bit, maybe with attire and that sort of thing, maybe decorating a bike, a wagon, whatever, just to help get that red, white, and blue theme going on.
Right.
But, it's still a great feeling for the youngsters. I get to at least hand them a surprise, and they're usually a little shy coming up on stage, but it's fun anyway.
It is. It is. And the theme this year, we've decided to tie it into our Honor Our Heroes theme for the entire event. So that's our theme for the parade as well, Honor Our Heroes. Who is your hero? Make it that way. Whether it's Uncle Sam, whether it's some, you know, the military, whether it's Superman, who knows, whatever your hero is.
Not all of them wear a cape, but if you choose Superman, that's okay.
That's true.
Or since Adam West just died, we'll mention Batman. But it's all things going on. We continue to broadcast the event on KYFM 100.1, and we'll have broadcast sponsors for that as well. And with the fireworks at 9:45,
right from shot off from behind Dungeness Stadium. Best viewing right there at the festival site. So come on down beforehand. Enjoy everything.
Yep.
If we do gear this, you know, Kiwanis is all about serving the children as well as the community. So a lot of our activities, kids, we have free kids games and inflatables, as well as all the other activities we've mentioned.
Okay.
But there's also something for adults. We've got a Tulsa group called Flashback, classic rock from the main stage. So that will be our headline band. So even if you don't have kids, come on out for that too.
Stars of Freedom Fest competition, I think, starting at like age 4 or 5 all the way through adult.
Age 5 going all the way up through adult, and that's going to be on our family stage. So applications for that and the contest rules, and that's a vocal talent contest sponsored by Everett Music Studio. So all of that, again, on our website, BartlesvilleFreedomFest.org.
I think that you have to register and provide your own accompaniment, whether that's a track, or if you bring your guitar, or can find four friends to push a piano along, whatever it takes.
Right. So go out there and find out what the rules are and submit an audition piece and your application, and the contest itself will be there on the family stage at Freedom Fest.
Okay, sounds like a great deal. Let's see, we got to be leaving something out. The dunk tank, I think that's always a favorite. Yeah, dunk your friends, or maybe you're not so friends, but put somebody in the water.
And it's a good cause.
Yeah.
Blue Star Mothers working with the Army Recruiting Station. And so they will be putting all that together, and all of that will be going, all the money that they raise from that will be going to our troops.
Okay, that's a great deal. And the Blue Star Mothers and Army Recruiting helping out there too. What else have we left out besides just a lot of kids' games and inflatables?
Gosh, well, we've got food.
Yep.
You've got drinks. You've got arts and crafts. We've got several of those coming in. Vendors, we're still accepting vendor applications. So again, go to our website. You can sign up online at that point. That's if you want more information, and you can email us info@BartlesvilleFreedomFest.org.
Okay.
Or you can give us a call. Imagine that, actually picking up a phone.
Oh, no.
And the phone number, 918-977-3400, and just hit extension 2.
Okay, that's a great deal, and an opportunity for folks to get involved. Again, $55 on those 8-inch shells. If you'd like to, I'm not sure we can actually name a fire or a explosion after you, but you'll know that's the one you paid for.
That's right. Just choose whichever one looks like it's yours.
That's right. Poke your friend in the arm and say, that was mine. Next one's yours. Again, City of Bartlesville, Knights of Columbus, the Kiwanis Club, and all kinds of organizations, including all the volunteers that are yet to come forward.
Yes. You know, we start working on this in November, actually, soliciting sponsors, donors. Speaking of which, we can always use more funds to put this on. Kiwanis puts in some money towards it, but we really need to get those sponsors in order to put on the fireworks and put on all this entertainment and keep it free or at least affordable. As I said, the kids' games and inflatables, those are free, and we like to keep it that way. This is not a fundraiser for us, per se. It's a way for us to give back to the community.
Some of the other events, the organizations that might be down grilling hamburgers or whatever,
It is their fundraiser.
It is their fundraiser.
And the same with Blue Star Mothers with the dunk tank. That's going to as a fundraiser for them. And it's all good causes.
It is. So, again, circle the date. Put it in your phone. Put it in your Outlook calendar, whatever, and get it out there. And then we'll see you downtown Bartlesville starting at around 6 o'clock. For Freedom Fest, taking it up to 9:45 and past for fireworks. Still need volunteers?
Still need volunteers.
Okay. Sharon, thank you so much for coming in this morning. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, Charlie.
And again, if you'd like to sign up for the Stars of Freedom Fest, go to the website and check that out. Get your information to them. I think there's a $20 registration fee or something like that.
Yes.
BartlesvilleFreedomFest.org. News on the way next from the ONN.
From the ONN, I'm Sean Carey. For a moment yesterday, authorities thought they'd gotten all